following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease and a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, 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 that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, 12 teams in 12 days, only Nebraska to go tomorrow. So the last team that we preview outside of the Cornhuskers, Northwestern, with what many people believe could be the best player offensively in the conference in quarterback Dan Persa. And we will talk with Scott Powers of ESPN Chicago on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Also in the second half of the program, Tino Martinez and Grand Island Home Federal, they won last night. Millard is 42-6, two losses to Home Federal. And they will play for a state championship tomorrow. So we'll talk to Tino.
That's good. We're going to talk to Tino. Doug, I just was able to confirm Mason Brodeen, a UNK defensive player, has officially got an opportunity with the Oakland Raiders. With the Oakland Raiders, he is fired up, spoke with their defensive line coach. They have basically signed him and gave him an opportunity to come to their camp, and he's going to join the Oakland Raiders. Good for him.
So, again, with all the football going on, everybody can sign their draftees, sign their free agents, contact everybody, and football is back.
Football certainly is back. Now they're saying Peyton Manning, they're ready to make him the highest paid player in the NFL out there. All these other free agency teams are opening their doors, and it's going to be basically a frenzy to get things started, and a lot of things happening in a short amount of time. I can't imagine what you're doing if you're trying to negotiate contracts for if you've got more than five clients, which I'm sure a lot of those big-name guys do. Obviously, you've got a lot of people working for you, but getting that job done is going to be very, very difficult. And so we'll continue to follow the Nebraska players for you and tell them exactly when they're going to show up. Because now with how they've structured the rookies and players going into the NFL, it shouldn't be a holdout situation. These things should take care of themselves rather quickly.
Huh, that's not what I'm hearing. There are players that will hold out. That's what they're saying this morning. Chris Mortensen said that Chris Johnson needs to be taken care of by the Tennessee Titans, and he could definitely be a holdout. I think it could be even worse. Why would you rush into camp now?
I'm saying for the rookies. for people that just got drafted, all the Huskers that just got drafted. There's no wiggle room. They're set up with a 4-year contract. Starts here. Here's your money. Fall into line. Here we go. Well, now, for the free agents, yes, there might be some more holding out.
Well, here's the deal. Fans are tired of the BS, so they don't want to hear any more of it. It's time to play football, and it's time to get everything settled here in the next couple of weeks, and then get ready for football. Get your fantasy drafts going and get your favorite team's rosters going and get your T-shirt ordered or your jersey or your hat or whatever it is that makes you follow your team, and that's what it is all about, the NFL. So there you go, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And if you want to drop us an email to the Debt Popper inbox, love to have you do that. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia also coming your way today. So stay with us for that. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's.
Look, all the fantasy talk, like you just mentioned, will start firing up. Who's your number one wide receiver right now in the NFL? If you rank the wide receiver.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it in months.
But you got to know the name. I mean, no.
No, I mean.
Andre.
No, Andre Johnson was eighth last year.
He's second this year in most.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. He was everybody's number one. He finished eighth in production last year. I did look. There was an article on ESPN today. I can't think of his name. The ESPN fantasy guru.
Matt Berry,
yeah. And it's a huge, huge article, something that you know he's had written and waiting to publish until this time. But he shows on there a little bit about where people were predicted. He's talking about, you know, last year, out of the top 20 running backs, only 9 of them were even in the top 25 selections when it came to most people's draft boards. So there you go. That's why I'm saying, I don't know. Why? Who's number one in Pro Football Weekly?
Number one's Roddy White.
Okay.
Number one running back, surprisingly enough, I think a lot of people would have Adrian Peterson out of Minnesota. Arian Foster highlights their list as the number one running
Arian.
Back.
Arian Foster. There's no way he can produce like he did last year. He will be down. He may be good enough to draft, but everybody's going to draft him right away. There will be better running backs in the NFL this year than Arian Foster.
Write
just telling
down,
you that right
Aaron.
Now. Well, of course.
It's fine.
So you really want to talk fantasy football today? Is that that's your deal?
No, we're going to talk a lot of college football the rest of the week and for weeks upcoming. So We didn't know if we were going to have fantasy football until a couple of days ago, so I think it's pretty cool that for people that get into that, that they like that and they talk about it.
We got a V-text via the email here. How bad are the NFL preseason games going to be? You have me pumped up to even watch the Huskers. Okay. By the way, yesterday, right towards the end of work, I was scanning through the channels and came across, you know, as I told you, Altitude, Channel 30, and Charter. Every once in a while, you'll be scanning across there, and you'll come across, like, the Colorado-Notre Dame National Championship game from 90 or the Nebraska-Tennessee game or something. Yesterday, it was last year's Holiday Bowl.
Oh,
Nebraska-Washington. Why would you air that? Why would you air that in the Midwest?
How soon could you get that off here?
I mean, that's not like that's a Western. Yeah, that, wow. Yeah. Sure want to sit back and watch that, like one of the worst. Even if you're a Washington fan, that's one of the worst bowl games that was played last year. Why would you show that? Yikes.
No good.
That was a real bad deal.
By the way, the number one overall player Pro Football Weekly has?
Michael Vick.
Arian Foster.
Oh, well, okay. Michael Vick on ESPN. A lot of places have Vick in there as number one, so 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The NFL is back, but we've been talking college football.
12 teams, 12 days, and it all starts like this.
Gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, wide option, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No Dan Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break.
It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan State. Minnesota, the Wildcats of Northwestern, and your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division, the Fighting Illini, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have previewed the entire Leaders Division, and going back and forth, it's time to wrap up the Legends Division. Of course, our Nebraska Roundtable tomorrow, taking a look at the Huskers and what fans can expect with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, Sean Callahan of Huskers Online, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. All will join us tomorrow. But today, we take a look at the Northwestern Wildcats, and throughout all of the gentlemen that we have talked to and all the previews, they just don't know what to do with Northwestern, Daddy. If you want to pick a wild card that could upset the apple cart, I guess this is the team.
Yeah, we go live to ESPN.Chicago.com. Scott Powers joins us. Scott, an interesting team this year. You've got a proven playmaker and quarterback. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing real good today. Thanks for joining us. Dan Parza, it just seems his name keeps popping up. Is this guy truly a Heisman Trophy candidate?
I think that may be a slight stretch. I think he'll put up numbers. If he's healthy, I think that's also the key. I mean, coming off of a ruptured Achilles, he was pretty good last year and was at a high level. And, coming off the injury, I think there's a question mark. Everyone says the rehab and he's going to be fine. But at the same time, I mean, he hasn't played football for a while. He hasn't played in a game. And I think there's a question mark, will he be rusty when he comes in to start the season? How will he be affected? I think that's the big thing with Northwestern is that it relied so much on its quarterback play. After he got hurt, I mean, the season just kind of unraveled. They lost to Illinois, lost to Wisconsin, and then Texas Tech. And, he really was the difference that kept him in every game, had him beat Iowa. And I think a Heisman's a stretch. They'll run a campaign, and it'll be a fun little story, but I'm not sure how realistic it would be to say he's a Heisman candidate.
If he's going to be a Heisman candidate, this offensive line's got to protect him probably better than they have even last year when he was healthy. Can they do that?
Yeah, I think it's about him being smart, too. I think he learned a lot from getting banged up last year that he probably, he tried a little bit on runs and doing things where he wasn't protecting himself, not always thinking, about his body first. And then also it comes offensive line. They have a lot of experience. I think they returned 4 out of the 5 starters, a lot of career starts. They have the personnel to do it. And then him being, smarter about it as well. I think offensively, I think the passing game will be pretty good if he's healthy. I think it's going to come down to rushing for them again last year. They had a kid, RB Fields, who had, played as a freshman, and they thought he was going to be the guy, and they were so certain, and then he ended up having an awful season and ended up leaving at the end of the year and transferring, and they ended up lucking upon, after searching for 3 or 4 different running backs, they came across a redshirt freshman, Mike Trumpy, who had their first 100-yard rushing game. I think it was in 20-plus games. So, rushing has been really kind of where they've, had some awesome offensive trials the last few years.
Well, what do they do to address that, or are they even worried about it?
I think they're definitely worried about it, and they're probably hoping that Trumpy is the guy. He had 200-yard rushing games, and he showed a lot of promise. They're still gonna have a stable of backs. I think it's maybe 3 or 4, maybe even 5 guys that they're gonna try. But I think Trumpy, from what he's shown last year, I think he had a 100-yard rushing game against Illinois, and another one where he's a hard runner. He got some extra yards, and I think they're gonna hold a lot of stake in what he's capable of doing. But there's definitely a concern there. It's not. The last few years, it's been a lot of ups and downs, and they thought they had their guy, and he wasn't their guy. So, I think there's definitely going to be a lot of talk about that as the season approaches, what they're able to do around the running game.
Scott Powers of ESPN Chicago joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, DeVince Brown's certainly garnering a lot of preseason talk from the defensive end position. How solid, is he an All-American candidate?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely a defensive superstar. He had 7 sacks last year. I think 15.5 tackles for a loss, and he's got some speed. He's strong. He's getting some NFL attention. So I think a lot of what they're going to do defensively, I think there's a lot of concentration on hopefully he can create some chaos in the backfield. And linebackers are kind of, they've lost some guys there in the secondary. There's some changeover. The line's going to be one of their strengths, and Brown's going to be the leader of that line.
outside of that last loss to Wisconsin, almost every game was very close last year for the Wildcats. If it was low scoring offensively, then their defense held. But most of the case, obviously, they were high scoring football games. How much better do you think the defense is going to be? Because it looks like they've got a lot to fill in on the line and at the linebacker role.
Yeah, no, like you said, Northwestern's a bit of a wild card. I mean, offensively, they look like they're going to be good again. Defensively, there's some gaps. And, you know, last year it seemed like every game could have gone each way. The Purdue game, Michigan State, all within, 7-8 points. And, Iowa came down to the last second touchdown pass. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty with Northwestern still. I mean, they have some of the players and tools where they can have a great season, but there's also doubt. I mean, can they beat Iowa again? Can they really compete? So it seems like that's the story every year where Northwestern is, everything clicks, everything goes right. They've won the Big Ten before, and but there's also, they could end up in third or fourth, and they can have some close games and things, things can't go the right way.
Scott, you got to be pretty excited about the schedule if you're a Wildcat fan. You don't see Wisconsin on there. You don't have Ohio State on there.
Yeah, no, they definitely got lucky. I mean, they got some tough games still. We're going, going to Iowa and obviously Nebraska. And I don't know. I mean, they definitely lucked out with some of those games. But I think that from top to bottom, the conference is so tough. And I think Northwestern, it doesn't seem who they, it doesn't, they can play anyone, and the game seems to be close. So I'm not sure how blessed they feel about the schedule either way.
This is a team that might also have a pretty good special teams under them. We haven't talked a whole lot about special teams in this 12 teams in 12 days, but you've got Venrick Mark, who looks like he'll be a pretty good returner for you, and you've got a pretty good kicker in there as well. What about what's going on with the special teams?
Yeah, Venrick Mark, I mean, he's fun to watch. Being from Chicago, we get to enjoy Devin Hester, and I think Mark has a little bit that too, where he just has such speed and quickness and just kind of natural ability returning kicks, and I think he's going to be hopefully, they're really hoping that he gives them some positive field position. And the kicker position is actually, there's a little bit of a question mark where they had Stefan Demos, doing a two-year starter, and he had some up and downs last year. He was kind of hiding an injury, and they took two kickers in the spring, spring football, and they haven't really decided. So it's when camp breaks here, that it's gonna, they'll be kind of the question mark is which of those two guys. They have a punter coming back, so there's not really debate there. But the kicker will definitely be interesting, because there were some games last year where, extra points and definitely field goals had been an issue. So I think going into the fall here, that they really want to figure out which of those two guys is going to be the guy that can give them some field goals.
Sometimes, Daddy, there's those records that are a little clouded. Last year, Mark set the school record with 273 yards returning against Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin scored 70 points in that football game, so he had a lot of opportunities.
That was so you have to kick off 32 times. Not that great, but not something to be real proud of, I guess. But nonetheless, You bring up you got Devin Hester in Chicago. I'm wondering, with Big Ten Media Days being in Chicago, will the talk on the TV stations, on the sports, will the talk on the sports talk shows, on the talk in the newspapers, will there be any attention on Big Ten Media Days? Is everybody focused on the Bears going back to work?
Yeah, this is probably a bad week to have Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. It's this is still a pro football town, and there's probably more attention for Illinois than Northwestern, even around here, with such an alumni base. It really takes for a special season. I think when Northwestern went to the Rose Bowl, that sort of thing encaptures the city. But outside of that, it's still, it's going to be Bears, Bears, Bears. And, I think they'll be, they'll have a little 2 or 3 minute, a little clip in the paper on the newscast about the Big Ten Media Days. But it's definitely a Chicago city. And Northwestern's done a better job at, trying to address that. Last year they hired some marketing people and really, pushed a big ad campaign, and I think it's led to a larger attendance and that sort of thing. But it's always an uphill battle here, where you're not going to ever take over the Bears or the Bulls or any of those teams, but they're hoping to attract at least a few more fans.
How long do you think, Scott, is it going to take for us to know how good Northwestern is? They get a nice test right off the bat at Boston College.
Yeah, and I think that's that game right there is going to, it could tell us a lot about Person, where he's at, and I probably expect him to get better. But You know, going there, that's really a tough. After that, it gets a little bit easier with Eastern Illinois and Army, and then, you know, the Big Ten schedule starts. But I think that first game, you can tell you a lot about, you know, maybe this offense and this defense and where Northwestern, you know, where the expectations can be this year.
Are people pretty happy with Coach Fitzgerald?
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he's very lively and interactive, and I know especially Northwestern people love him, and, you know, they gave him that big contract where he just signed through 2020. So, you know, the expectations of Northwestern, they always vary too, and the fact that, you know, they've been to three bowl games, have four winning seasons, you know, I think it's really I think that he's starting to get people, you know, more in the bandwagon too, and that he's starting to prove that Northwestern can win consistently.
Well, Nebraska is the ninth game of the season for Northwestern. It's in Lincoln, and by that time you would think that Northwestern would have gone through the toughest portion of their schedule. They have Michigan, Iowa, and Penn State in back-to-back-to-back weeks, and then Michigan State's the very last game. This would seem to be a team, when it comes to Lincoln, is either going to be beat up or they're going to be really riding high because they've pulled off a couple of big wins.
Yeah, no, I think that by that time we'll know where Northwestern's at and whether that game has any importance for them. You know, I think it's tough where they go to Illinois and at Michigan, Iowa. It's all on the stretch there, and then, you know, even hosting Penn State, and then it's a difficult schedule for them on the road. And you know, if they can pull off some of those wins and head into Nebraska, you know, with a decent record, then it may mean something. But there's also a chance where, I mean, a lot of those games could go against them, and that game really won't have as much importance for Northwestern.
Scott, Nebraska's NU, you're NU. Is there any hostility towards Nebraska as they enter this conference?
No, it's University of Nebraska, right? So I personally went to Indiana, so I always we always get upset when people said it was U of I. So I was just trying to understand how why they didn't go with U of N. But I don't, you know, I've seen some things on the message board where there's a little debate, which makes it fun. But I'm not sure how much hostility, but yeah. I'm sure there'll be more talk of it as the game approaches and people are fighting for their NUs.
Well, as an Indiana alum, and of course they're struggling, and our friend Mike Eckler coming in as one of the assistant coaches this year, but boy, it looks like it's Indiana and Minnesota playing for the doormat of this league. Do you see Indiana getting things turned around in the near future?
Yeah, you know, it's another rebuilding process for them. It seems like this happens every few years, and you know, it's a tough conference to build up from, you know, build up from the bottom, and it doesn't ever get any easier. So, you know, they really need to get some athletes in there and start recruiting, and I think it starts there. But I think there's some optimism there again, but, you know, it's definitely another rebuilding project for them.
Scott, who do you see playing in that first ever Big Ten championship game on December 3rd?
I don't know. I think Nebraska's obviously got to be the favorites, and possibly maybe Wisconsin or Ohio State. I guess I'll go Nebraska and Wisconsin. It'll be my pick.
Scott Powers, ESPN Chicago. Scott, I do have one last question for you. Anybody that has a superstar and doesn't make it all the way through the year can really change things. If Dan Persa, something happens to him, it looks like a couple of sophomores are behind him. Nebraska's in the same situation at the quarterback role. I mean, they're starting a sophomore and have just freshmen really behind him with the transfer of Cody Green. What's behind Dan Persa?
They used two quarterbacks last year. You know, one was a redshirt freshman, Evan Watkins, real big kid, you know, 6'6", 250, and then they also had a true freshman, King Colt, or more of a mobile, you know, 6'1", 190, you know, more of that dual threat. You know, I think those guys have improved, but I think Northwestern's hope still, you know, really hang on what Purse is able to do. He's a different level than those guys by far, and, you know, he had put together such a great season last year, and I think they're, you know, whatever they do is going to be based on if he can put, you know, repeat those numbers and really put them in a good shape. You know, if they go to this back of quarterbacks, I think there'll be some debate which one's better. Last year, they, you know, used a little bit both of them at times in the bowl game. So, I think Persa's health and, you know, and his ability is really going to determine what Northwestern does this season.
Scott, you got a Pat Fitzgerald luncheon today, is that right?
Yes. After I hang up, I'm getting in the car and heading downtown. So, they have the Lunch with the Legend for ESPN 1000 here in Chicago. So. I'm headed there right after I'm done with you guys.
Hey, awesome. We appreciate the time you've given us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to meeting you in the next couple days.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Powers from ESPN Chicago with our Northwestern Wildcat preview. They open September 3rd at Boston College, and then they host Eastern Illinois and go to Army. Then they have an off day, and they are one of the rare teams, as we've looked at this, have a non-conference game in the conference schedule. They host Rice on November the 12th. Last year, they went to Rice early in the season, won it 30-13. This year, instead of playing them on September the 24th, they will be hosting them on November the 12th. So Northwestern only has one home game before October the 8th when Michigan rolls in, and that's against Eastern Illinois. So there's not going to be a whole lot of home cooking for Northwestern until October the 8th. But quite the stretch they have there after. And at Illinois is not going to be easy. So at Illinois, host Michigan, at Iowa, host Penn State, and then they go to Indiana, and then it's at Nebraska. And then Rice, Minnesota, Michigan State all come in. So
the best schedule for a Big Ten team has got to be Northwestern's got to be right there. Wouldn't you say?
As far as what do you mean?
Just if you look at the strength of schedule, this would be one of the easier schedules out there. Bar none, I gotta think. Without Ohio State and Wisconsin from the other division?
I don't know, Tone.
Your last three games at home, including Michigan State, Penn State's at home, Michigan's at home?
I don't know. I mean, all these games are tough. There's no doubt about it. How about Iowa? Tennessee Tech, Iowa State, Pitt, and Louisiana Monroe. That's not much of a schedule. But you think this is...
In the conference, if I got to go to three places or four places, I mean, Iowa and Nebraska, yeah, those aren't fun. But the other two, Illinois and Indiana, I'll take those two road games.
Well, in Illinois, that's not much of a road game anyway. So either way that's played. 888-455-ESPN. All you have to do is give us a buzz if you want to be on the program today. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. And we want to give away a pair of tickets to Nebraska's Big Rodeo in Burwell. Let's do that right now. It's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can go to any session that you want. And if you give us a buzz now and you haven't won some Burwell Rodeo tickets, Nebraska's Big Rodeo tickets, we will give those to you. Our trivia question has to do with Northwestern. Last year they played in the prestigious Ticket City Bowl and lost to this Big 12 team. Which Big 12 team did Northwestern lose to in last year's Ticket City Bowl? First correct caller at 888-455-3776 gets tickets to Nebraska's Big Rodeo.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll up to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for a special offer.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today with south winds increasing to 10 to 20, a high temperature of 96 degrees. Tonight we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm developing, a low temperature of 72. Right now, 84.
falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip.
Come back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Taking you up to the lunch hour where the chicken coop's waiting for you in Kearney, waiting for you in Grand Island, both downtown, conveniently located. It's blistering hot out. Sometimes light is just what you're craving. You need a place that serves up cool specials. And check out one of their cool special salads for you, signature salads, like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad, basted with one of the 12 wing sauces, served on a bed of crisp lettuce, onion, tomatoes, and veggies, or heat things up a little bit and try the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad, chunky chunks of chicken with crispy bacon, three cheeses, homemade pico de gallo, the chicken coop. That's not all they've got, folks. Well, you're in the mood for ribs, pizza, burgers, steaks at night. They've got it for you. Great food, great drink specials. The Chicken Coop. You want to know about their homestyle special? Text 28444. Enter PBA Coop. 28444 PBA Coop. Once a week, they'll send out their homestyle special. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Hey, you're there. You can watch Big Ten Media Days on the BTN Network or ESPNU. Doug and Daddy's show will be live in Chicago for Thursday and Friday, and we'll have all the action for you. Thursday is going to just be a huge day, folks. So just letting you know, Thursday going to be a big, big day for Big Ten Media Days. And tickets for the inaugural Big Ten Football Championship game will go on sale to the general public Saturday at 9 a.m. The Big Ten Championship game will be Saturday, December 3rd, 7:17, the kickoff, and televised by Fox. You know, somewhere along the way, I'm sure I knew this was televised by Fox, but now that ESPN's getting all the BCS games, why is Fox involved in anything with college football? They can't cover it. They can't announce it. They don't cover the sport. Fox does a great job on so many things. Let's just let it go. Let it go, okay? Let it go.
Yeah, it's like they throw together the broadcast team that hasn't worked all year. They're not, it's not what you're expecting.
Yeah, you can't put this on ESPN. Doesn't Big Ten have a deal with ESPN, right? Huh? 11 a.m.? Huh? Right?
I would think it'd make perfect sense.
I mean, ABC has the championship games for the Big 12 and all the other ones, so SEC.
I think it'd be pretty simple.
Yikes. But anyway, tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster. 800-745-3000, Ticketmaster.com. So there you go. If you want tickets, if you want to jump in, hoping Nebraska is going to be there December 3rd for the inaugural Big Ten Football Championship, all you have to do is be ready Saturday at 9 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Also, I want to remind you folks that coming up, the Kearney Little League State Champions are headed back to Indianapolis, and they are having a couple of fundraisers with proceeds used to help them travel to the Little League Regional Tournament in Indianapolis tonight, Tuesday, at Little Caesars, 5 to 8. Then Friday from 11 to 1 for lunch, they're setting up their hot dog stand like they did last year at the Apple Market in Kearney. And then they're going to be at Builders on Saturday from 11 to 2 with a car wash. So food tonight at Little Caesars and Friday at the Apple Market. And then Saturday, the car wash at Builders. Any chance you have to swing by, grab some food, get the vehicle washed. And if you can, donate to the Kearney Little League State Champions trying to make it to the Little League World Series.
That would be really cool. Doug, you know what else is really cool? Having a local girl score some points in a basketball game last night in the Coaches Association. Haley Mandelko, one of the stars, 20 points on the evening. Good for her.
Yeah, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball games last night. On the girls' side, Mandelko had 20, and they won it on the blue side, 78-61. And on the red side from the area, Kerry Shaw of Sandy Creek had 8, Paige Hasty of Holdridge 6, Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton had 4. In the boys' game, the blue beat the red 98-80, pulling away in the fourth quarter on the victorious team. Tyler Shields of Kearney, 11 points. Turner Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic had 9. Garth Walbridge on the red team, which was coached by his coach, Bob Braithwaite. He had a bucket in that contest. But Connor Zumpke, I hope I got that right, had a team-high 18 points. A kid that, you know, was never really a superstar statewide, but came in and did it and got some good accolades from Darius Vick and a variety of other teammates who played well in that basketball game. Tonight, it's the annual volleyball matchup, 7 o'clock, Lincoln North Star, also on Nebraska Educational Television. Grand Island Central Catholic, and this has to be a record, has 4 kids playing in this game.
But they split them up. There's two on each team. So on the red team, Jenny Greger of Elkhorn's the head coach. Todd Beck of Greeley-Wallback is the assistant. Steph Brand and Jessica Wojcik of Central Catholic and Chelsea Entz of Ansley are on the red team. On the blue team, Bailey Baxter and Liz McGowan of Central Catholic, along with Carney Keel of Northwest and Bailey Muller of Minden. Head coach of the blue team is Ed Rouse of Minden, and Mike Brandon of Gretna is the assistant for tonight's 7 o'clock matchup. We haven't even got to all of the baseball finals yet, but the key one, the first one that I was watching yesterday and seeing, can they keep it going? Grand Island home Federal, and they are a win away from winning the National Division of the State High School or State American Legion Baseball Tournament. They play tonight at North Platte, and the longtime coach Tino Martinez joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tino, good morning. Congratulations, man.
Hi, Tino.
I guess we've lost Tino. We'll try and reconnect with Tino Martinez and talk to him here in a minute. They had a 3-2 win yesterday over Millard South's primetime Patriots, who are now 42-6, two of their losses on the year, coming to home Federal. Home Federal now is 32-16, and so they don't have to sit there and wait. They do play tonight. Millard North and Millard South play at 4 in an elimination game, and Grand Island plays North Platte at 7. No matter what happens, Grand Island is in the final tomorrow. Should they lose to North Platte, then North Platte would play either Millard North or Millard South tomorrow. The winner would then come back and play Grand Island. If Grand Island wins tonight, then whoever wins the Millard North, Millard South game would have to beat them twice. But Tino is now joined back with us here. And Coach, good morning. Congratulations on the second half run.
Thanks a lot. It's been a good week for us so far.
Well, Tino, let's be honest here. We didn't talk in the first half of the season because I don't think anybody wanted to talk too much about what was going on with home Federal baseball. And then you guys got a 1-0 win over Kearney in a pitcher's duel. You go win the Mike Peterson tournament, and now you're a win away from taking things here in the National Division. What changed during the week of that Mike Peterson tournament that really spurred this team on in the second half?
Well, you know, I think we were just able to play with a level of consistency. You know, I felt and talked about it a lot through the summer that we were very capable of being a good team. It's just couldn't put things together. We got a little later start than maybe we're used to, as we have a number of our players who did not play on our spring baseball team. And so it just took us a little longer to get our feet underneath us than normal.
What was lacking there? Was it pitching? Was it hitting, Tino?
We've gotten good pitching throughout the summer. You know, the hitting has been sporadic. But really, we were just inconsistent on the defensive side of things. And the more repetition we got, the more games we got underneath our belt, you know, it just kind of got better each week. And, you know, culminating within the Mike Peterson tournament, where we had a good weekend through district tournament, now into the middle part of the state tournament.
Outside of yourselves, because you did win the game last night, do you feel that your team beat the best team in North Platte yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think going into the summer season and even in the state tournaments here, though, you know, a lot of people looked on as Millard South as one of the best teams. I mean, I think you had to mention a few others in those names, Kearney, Papillion South, Creighton Prep, Millard West. I think there's a list of about five teams that, you know, were on everybody's radar, and it was kind of an easy feeling for us maybe to fly underneath the radar for once, and you know gave us a little bit of you know, the middle part of it to be able to go into the state tournament with a little confidence.
Will Bomsberger got the pitching job done for you last night with a three hitter. Talk about what he's meant for you this season and the job he did last night.
Well, he was great. You know, on the mound, he's capable of having nights like that. When he's in the strike zone, you know, he's tough. He's got a lot of movement on his ball. He's got a good breaking ball, and throws it just hard enough from the left side that can give a hit a team fits to play. North South happens to bat a number of left-handed hitters, so the matchup was good for us in that respect. But and then in the outfield, he's as good as there is, in my opinion. And then he leads off for us at the top of the order. So he's just a pretty complete player.
Tino, obviously, pitching's got to be in pretty good shape, being staying on the winter side of things. Who goes for you tonight, and who's rested?
Tanner Meyer will go for us tonight. He's been a reliable starter for us all summer. Had a couple spot relief outings in there too, but you know, the pitching. We've had three complete games in three games, and when they're nine innings, it's a little bit longer probably in between. So I don't know that we have anybody that's 100% rested, but you know, the win last night helped us you know, keep the pitching staff at least another day off you know, than what they would have had.
Tino Martinez, the head coach of Grand Island Home Federal, who's a win away from winning the state tournament, but yet there's still some baseball to be played. No matter what happens tonight, Tino, and obviously you're very familiar with North Platte, but no matter what happens, you play in the championship tomorrow. You'd like to have that insurance of winning tonight. How much emphasis do you put on the ball game tonight, and how is it different than any other game you've played in the tournament?
Well, for us, other people might have a different philosophy how you approach this game, but for us, it's as important as any of the other three we played. As you mentioned, for one, it put us in a situation where someone would have to beat us twice. But, you know, for us, it's a situation that we just got to do whatever we can do to keep our urgency level high as it is, our attention to detail and things of that sort, to keep us playing good. And we don't want to lose any of that momentum that we've got, especially on the defensive side of things. I think we've made two errors in 27 innings, and that's pretty good for us.
Tina, you've always been a pitching defense guy. That's been kind of your mantra. The hits will come and go. You know that, but if you can pitch consistently and play some good defense, you're going to be right in it. Was there a big play last night? It's a 3-2 ball game. Obviously, you guys made one play and they didn't.
Yeah, there's a play there, and I can't remember what inning it was early on in the game where they had second and third, nobody out. Left-handed hitter hits a ball hard down the line, and our first baseman was able to make a diving stop. While he's on his chest, you know, he tags first base to get the force out there. The runner from third tried to score, and we get a double play there. The next guy pops up, so we get out of the inning not giving up any. You know, if he doesn't make that diving stop, it's an easy triple. So, I mean, it's just, you know, a matter of inches changes the game probably early on in that game.
One win away from a trip to North Dakota. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, we're one win away from being undefeated on Wednesday still, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Well, Tino, we'll wish you the best of luck tonight and tomorrow night. And there's possibly, if they win it, then they take on the team that comes out of Omaha for a winner-take-all on Saturday. And then no matter what happens, it's off to North Dakota for a regional. So, Tino, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, again, best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Tino Martinez, head coach of Grand Island Home Federal. Their game tonight with North Platte is at 7 o'clock.
Pretty exciting times. So you know what? I think anytime you get this close, you just in the back of your mind, you've got to have that regional trip. How do we fare against those other states? I think that's great fun. And, you know, Kearney's had great times going to regionals and making some noise the last couple, 3 years. And it's fun to watch those kids compete at that level.
And it's different this year. You know, Nebraska, because they have so many American Legion teams, they were allowed to take two onto the regional tournaments. And the Central Plains Regional is in North Dakota. This year, for the first time, both teams from Nebraska go to that tournament, which is unusual. It used to be one would go to Texas and the other would go to South Dakota, or one would go to Missouri and one would go to Montana or Wyoming or wherever. It's been in Rapid City before, but this time they both go to North Dakota. We'll have a little bit more on the baseball talk when we come back. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and more, so stay with us.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today with south winds increasing to 10 to 20, a high temperature of 96 degrees. Tonight we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm developing, a low temperature of 72. Right now, 84.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up in just a little bit, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Got a chance last night to run into Ryan and Andy and a whole bunch of the folks from Midway who had smiles from ear to ear because their dual store trade-in event over the weekend, which went from Thursday to Monday, there's two reasons they were smiling. One, it was over, because they worked all weekend long, sun up to sundown. And two, it went outstanding. Ryan was telling me how great it went, how many trade-ins, how many vehicles they moved off the lot. He goes, I believe it was Saturday, he said, how swamped they were out there. He goes, there's a lot of just retail businesses in town that would have liked to have the business that we had at Midway. And why is that, folks? Midway's hassle-free pricing, and they do what's right for you. There's so many happy customers. Why wouldn't you be the next at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac? So you didn't make it out this weekend for the trade-in event. Maybe you didn't have something to trade in to begin with, but you do need a vehicle. Here's what you've got. Hassle-free pricing, and you can look over the great stock of vehicles on their website, thinkmidway.com. It's hassle-free, and it's Midway. ThinkMidway.com. You get to see the trucks, the cars, SUVs, whatever it is. See the description, see the price range. It's all there for you. The Midway Auto Group. Stop by and see them today. South 2nd Avenue. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Yeah, go to Bruce Furniture Fan Line, Merritt tells me.
Yeah, we got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's up?
You know how earlier you was talking about how they showed the Washington Nebraska game, the Holiday Bowl earlier on Versus. Well, this, or Altitude, whatever channel that is, last Sunday they had, and you got to remember, I work in a restaurant, so I have like 6 or 7 TVs I got to look at this. They're showing the replay of the Texas-Nebraska game from last year, and I got to see the whole game in its entirety again with like 6 or 7 TVs all flashing around me.
You got to have some pull. You got to have some pull and get that thing turned, brother. You got to have the you got to have the remote. I think we lost Mike. Mike just to fire it. Yeah, wow.
That would have been painful.
That would have been extremely, extremely painful to watch. But let's make somebody happy with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. We'll ask a variety of different trivia questions. The first person to get one right is going to get that $25 gift card to Troutman's. It's grilling season, whether it's steaks and it's USDA grade. And they get so good, and they put them in, they age them, and, oh, they're so good. And maybe you want some ribs. Maybe you want a ham. Maybe you want some seafood. They've got that for you as well. Maybe you just need some snack sticks to throw in the tackle box or the golf bag or throw in the back seat so the kids have something to shove in their mouth so they'll be quiet for a little bit. Troutman's is the place for you. Let's go to the phone line. And who are we chatting with today?
John.
John, here's the deal. We previewed Northwestern today. To Nebraska tomorrow, would you like a Cornhusker or Wildcat trivia question?
Oh, come on. Make it a simple Husker question.
All right, here it is. This person is the all-time leading passer in Nebraska history, career leading passer.
Career leading passer. Say...
Give me a guess.
David Hum.
Not Dave Hum. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on this final Tuesday of July. Who are we chatting with?
John.
Back-to-back Johns. Do you want Nebraska or Northwestern Trivia?
Nebraska.
All right. I hope everybody takes Nebraska. All right, Johnny Rogers is the career receiving leader at Nebraska. Who's second?
I'm going to say Purify.
It is not Maurice Purify, who, by the way, was
number six
somehow
on this list.
Sixth. He's somehow not with the Nighthawks anymore. And nobody's really sure why. It's just that his name doesn't appear on the roster anymore. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a buzz at 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Here is some Nebraska trivia. Unless you want Northwestern. Do you want Nebraska?
No, I'll try some Nebraska.
Okay, that's a good one. Here we go. This Mike Rozier, another Heisman Trophy winner, he is the leading rusher in Nebraska history. And Amon Green is second. Who's third?
I knew who was second. What in the heck? Come on, man. Who's third? Mike Rozier, Amon Green, Doug DuBose.
Not Doug DuBose. Where is he, Daddy? Is he on the list?
He's not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. Okay. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. All you have to do is give us a buzz, and we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Here's your question, Scott. Who's Nebraska's all-time career passing leader?
Gans.
It is not Joe Gans,
excellent guess.
Joe Gans is actually second. Career passing leader for Nebraska. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, here is your question for the day. Mike Rozier, number one rushing. Amon Green, number two. Who's third on that list?
Oh, it had to be that one, didn't it? Let's go with Larry Phillips, Lawrence Phillips.
No, it's not LP. Thanks for calling, Sean. Try back. 88. I'm going to have to start finding new questions.
I've got one.
455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jesse.
Jesse. All right. Daddy, you want to fire Jesse a new question? Go ahead.
Jesse, we put up such great receiving numbers across the board. This player is number one for single game receiving yards at 167. 167, this player is number one on the Nebraska charts. A single game, it was at Texas A&M. Player.
I'll have to go with Rogers again.
It is not.
Wow. Not to Jesse either, just wow to you. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're stumping you on Cornhusker Trivia. Come on, people. Who's up next?
Hello?
Who we chatting with?
This is Greg at Roseland.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Who's Nebraska's career passing leader?
I'm going to say Zach Taylor.
That is correct. Zach Taylor is number one. Greg and Roseland is the winner today of a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. 5,860 yards in that Callahan era. Then it's Joe Gans. Then it's Dave Hum. The third leading rusher behind Rozier and Amon Green, Eric Crouch. And the second in receiving, 3 yards behind Johnny Rogers, Nate Swift. And the single game record was?
Matt Davison. 167, that's why I thought, you know, you go to Texas Tech, it's probably like 308, you know, or something. 167. But number two, Chuck Melito and Guy Ingles in 1969 are second and third on that list.
We'll take a break and wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
120 bags inside potentially $162,000. Three contestants up for grabs. The money bag grab.
Who finds the money?
Top individual prize, $15,000.
I know you gotta mess the dough here.
Or the CPI prize bundle with hundreds of cash and prizes.
Show me the money!
That's money bags. And it's up to you to register at the Platte River Radio Broadcast Center on the Adams County Fair Fest grounds.
Warning, warning.
We'll qualify one person each day the first 3 days of the fair. They'll grab for the prizes in front of the grandstand crowd.
I win the money.
Before the Eric Church concert Friday the 29th.
A whole lot of money.
Brought to you by CPI. Growing partnerships through agriculture. And the stations of Platte River Radio. The Breeze 94.5. HAS Radio 1230 AM. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All the way to the bank.
And Classic Hits 98.9. Money bags.
Complete rules on our website.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today with south winds increasing to 10 to 20, a high temperature of 96 degrees. Tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm developing, a low temperature of 72. Right now, 84.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us all kinds of places to keep up with what's going on at Big Ten Media Days. All you have to do is Facebook, hit the like button. It's on the front page of ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can like the Facebook. Keep up to date on the guests that are on the show and sports highlights from the world and from the area. Also, you can vote on our ATS poll question of the week. Do you play fantasy football? And how often do you play fantasy football? Go on and vote at our ATS Hot Topic. You know, for the folks listening out there, Joe DeMail retired. our fantasy guru from the last couple of years has retired, so we are efforting our next fantasy weekly fantasy guest to take care of your fantasy football questions, and as soon as that becomes secure, we'll let you know. But again, you can vote on our hot topic question, and anytime you miss the show, the podcast is there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You know what else you like, Doug? You like burgers in the morning. They've got it at Burger King. 2 for $4, the original chicken sandwich going on all day long. Burger King, 2 locations in Kearney to serve you. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Icy Frozen Coke or Cherry Coke, all sizes just $1. Burger King, check it out today.
Big Ten Media Days, they will have a special breakfast that we've been informed of this morning. Friday morning, Nebraska and Iowa are getting together. Media from Nebraska and Iowa are invited, and they will share the details of the newest trophy game in the Big Ten Conference. The newest trophy game in the Big Ten Conference. What will Nebraska and Iowa be playing for, Daddy? It does not tell us. We won't know till Friday.
I don't, you know, I've heard Armageddon. That was one of the things going around. They would call some Armageddon trophy. They would call it, should be a corn, the ear of corn or something. I would think it would have to do with an ear of corn.
Tom Osborne and Gary Barta will be on hand. For some reason, it says, it gives us the definition of hero here, so maybe it's going to be the hero trophy. I don't know, but we'll find out on Friday at Big Ten Media Days.
Tomorrow, you will not want to miss it. It's the roundtable of all Husker talk. The whole show is Husker talk. Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock, Steve Sipple. You get their thoughts on what they think about the season upcoming.
Schaefer fires off to the Dent Popper inbox about the undrafted free agents for the Huskers. Ricky Henry and DJ Jones with the Bears. Pierre Allen and Ricky Thanars with the Seahawks. Adi Fudalik with Carolina. Mike McDeal with the Colts, according to the NFL Draft Bible. So there you go. We want to thank Scott Powers of ESPN Chicago for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. 12 teams in 12 days, previewing Northwestern. Also to Tino Martinez, the head coach of Grand Island Home Federal, as they're still in the driver's seat for a State American Legion title. Best of luck to all the teams in the area, and we can't wait for tomorrow to preview Nebraska and get ready to head to Chicago.
Hey, we look forward to seeing all of you Thursday and Friday. It should be huge, huge shows. A lot of college football talk. We'll try and grab as many players, as many coaches that are available to us. Many media members as well. We'll see you Thursday from Chicago. We'll be back here tomorrow, 23 hours from now, on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.